Hello, and welcome to the Post Credits Podcast. I'm Michael Chasen. I am here today with Ty Sheedlow.
What up?
JT Hageman.
Hello.
Emily Cooperman.
Hey.
And Dylan Vespicus.
Hey, everyone.
We are here today.
Sorry. I am sorry.
Dylan Vespicus.
Can we pause the podcast
still
for a second?
Going
Dylan?
Through puberty.
We have a 13-year-old guest on this podcast.
I'm not really sure what's happening.
That's okay. We all have changes in our bodies.
Most of us
talk like in an unnaturally low voice for the rest of the episode. Just try to make
it unnaturally low. JT, would you?
Hey everyone, we're back with the Post Credits Podcast.
That was actually terrifying. Okay, so we've just come from a screening of Admission.
I'm sorry. Why did we see it?
Because
why did we see it?
It was free. It was free.
Okay, good.
Because it was free. And
JT, don't you remember it was free?
Oh, it was free.
Yeah.
Wait, who did I pay the 11? Dylan.
Well, you caught me again.
Okay. Directed by Paul Weiss, starring Tina Fey and Paula Rudd, it was a comedy about a woman who is an admissions officer who is lonely. And
has a conflict.
There's a conflict of some sort. It's all good fun.
It's all fun.
Comedy's a generous
word.
It's
all good.
It's more like a dramedy.
You can't blend the two. It's impossible.
No.
Liked it.
I also liked it, so we will talk.
Hey, well, I don't like you guys. Anyway. Sorry.
Who wants to start off here?
Dramedy implies that there's, like, comedy.
I mean, there's comedy.
There's comedy.
There's comedy.
Is this really what our review is? Are we saying, is there comedy in this movie?
No, okay. Where do we want to start, though? I mean, we want to avoid spoilers, right? So
yeah.
We want to avoid, like, plot points.
Okay. No,
someone say what they think about the movie.
I enjoyed it, okay?
Why did you enjoy it?
I will tell you why. I thought it was a fun time. I liked the comedy that you doubt existed. And I think it was a very kind of on-the-nose movie. I just noticed after, a few minutes that every scene sort of filled a very specific purpose, as all scenes should, of course, but it's like, as the scene was happening, I could tell why the scene was in the movie and what it was establishing, like, what character trait or relationship or plot point was being set up here. So it was all very kind of on the surface in that way, but I really enjoyed...
It was like someone pitched a movie, and then they were like, yeah, that sounds like a movie that would be made, and then they just a movie.
That's
that,
how most movies are made, though.
Yeah, I know, but there's just...
It definitely wasn't trying to be anything original or
different,
but it did what it was doing well. I think until the last 40 minutes, like, the script was really fun. And a delightful adventure. And then it went a little downhill, a little overdramatic for what it was, and it turned me off a little at that point, but...
And there are some questionable character decisions that we will not get into too specifically, at least not yet, but I still had fun with it. I mean, I'm glad I saw it. It was a nice time. It was a pleasant film. I would recommend people check it out, but I mean, I wasn't enraptured by it on any deep level. It was a fun time. I mean, Tina Fey and Paul Rudd are both pretty
charismatic.
Damn good. I mean, like, that's enough to sell a lot of people on a movie, including me. I was interested in seeing it, and I'm glad that I did. It actually might have been a little better than I thought, based on trailers, actually.
Yeah, and I laughed a bunch.
See?
I smiled occasionally.
I heard you.
I laughed at the reactions of people behind me. Mm-hmm. And then JT said some funny things during the movie, which I enjoyed. But I don't know. For me, none of the comedy was really that funny. It was all kind of... this movie, is it rated PG?
PG-13.
Really?
Probably, well,
I feel like it's probably 13. Rated PG.
There's one fuck,
it's
so it's PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was it?
Tina Fey says, what the fuck, or something.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
To Paul Rudd, when he reveals key plot information.
Oh, yes. Okay, to me it just seemed like the movie was... I mean, not that this is automatically makes a movie bad, because there's a lot of very good movies that are PG. You see the extraterrestrial.
Yeah,
but I just think that...
PG-13.
Let's just come out and say we wanted more nudity.
Yeah, no, I really...
It does, it does the
that
bullshit.
Shower scene could have been
no,
so
it
good.
Does the bullshit, like, sheets covering, like,
I saw that,
thing,
I was
like,
this
like,
must be PG-13.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I mean, Paul Rudd didn't even take his shirt off, that was pretty...
Yes, he did.
Oh.
It just...
Well, we
don't worry, everyone, Paul Rudd takes his shirt off, what more do you need?
What
don't see below the pecs, it's a waist. Yeah. We don't need his shoulders.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were nice.
Yeah,
he has nice shoulders. But what I'm just saying is that the reason I brought up E.T. and that it's PG or whatever, regardless,
very
it's PG-13. What I'm just saying is, it felt like a very PG movie. Like, they didn't really try to say anything. I mean, we'll get into, like, obviously what their message kind of was later.
In terms of the humor, though, I do think it pushed its boundaries, like, a little bit. Like,
mm-hmm.
whereas maybe another PG-13 movie would, like, let you figure out the rest of the joke by itself, like, they kept pushing until, like, okay, got it, it's funny.
Yeah, that actually is almost one of my criticisms, that all the characters would kind of, at all times, say exactly what they're feeling,
yep,
and what they
no.
want, and how they are interacting with other people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, nothing was really left below the surface.
But, like, since everyone was doing it, it just sort of felt like part
yeah,
of the
Yeah, it felt part of the atmosphere of the movie, which I thought was fine.
It's like, you could watch The Social Network and be like, wow, they sure do talk about nothing but technology and legal matters, but it's like, that's part of the world.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so I didn't really like the movie that much. I found myself, like, the first hour, I was watching it and I was enjoying it, and then I realized, as kind of plot points happened, I realized I was kind of, like, forcing myself to enjoy it, and I kind of sat back and realized, like, an hour, and I just didn't care about any of these characters. It reminds me of a movie called Morning Glory, which was with Harrison Ford and
Rachel McAdams.
And Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
Which is just like a very, like, soulless, like, studio made movie where, like, every 15 minutes, like, something happens which, like, is supposed to reignite your interest, and it felt very, like, by the numbers, like,
yeah.
this happens and this happens and this happens. And there wasn't enough, I guess, comedy to kind of distract me from that. So
which
yeah.
I appreciate when things are by the numbers.
Yeah,
like,
no, no,
job
that's
well
totally,
done.
Right.
Like, we were getting to minute 20, and I was like, we're gonna see a conflict soon. I'm so pumped.
You
know?
Yeah.
Like, that, I'm kind of in between both of you guys in this point. I'm in between liking and disliking the movie, because I didn't, like, love it. I didn't think it was good. I didn't even think it was that fun. But I didn't have a, but I said you didn't like, but I didn't have a bad time either. I thought it was witty. I thought it was clever.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like the drama end of it didn't hold up.
Nope.
And that's what it needed to do if you're going to sustain kind of a lower end of comedy, which is not lower end, just not huge laughs, you know. And
it's nice, it's quirky, it's pleasant. It's,
yeah, it's not even
quirky.
Yeah.
It's definitely not quirky.
Yeah, but the thing
there were some quirky characters.
There are quirks,
yeah.
but
it's
like
for Tina Fey, it could have been more quirky.
And can we just talk production design? Boy, was that great. This is a serious comment.
It was the houses.
How they designed the houses
and
like her desk and like
there were sets in the movie.
I actually agree with you.
It's
just something that we
so rarely bring up,
especially for a dramedy.
Because we're not highbrow.
That's true.
My eyebrows are like straight into my forehead.
I thought the camera operation was not very good. I thought the camera wasn't operated that well. But I think
don't be
sorry. I like the music if we're going to talk about
yeah,
things.
Yeah,
it's
good.
I mean, I think that the music was
well, okay,
very fitting. With
the opening score, did everyone roll their eyes?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, with
oh,
her
yeah.
voiceover.
Her voice, yeah.
Oh,
like,
God,
main because it's one of those, like, you know, feel good sort of indie
mm-hmm.
comedies
right.
with big stars where it's like not indie, obviously, but
there's
like
an indie strong word.
Yeah, no,
I think it maybe was an attempt at a studio indie. Though.
Yeah, but like one of those feeling kind
yeah.
of movies, and it's just like main character with unconventional job. Look at them explain that job and see how it relates to the human themes that they are going through in their personal life
mm-hmm.
and how they interact with everyone. Ha!
So,
right.
Can we talk about like the stressful element of watching the movie though? Like,
sure.
I don't know if it's
because
we're
in college. And,
I was
shaking. Like two years ago would have. Turn this film off.
I'm so
sick.
Glad I was already in.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like,
oh god,
I'm crying. Seriously.
And I applied to like 5 schools, and I know most people
oh,
apply yikes. To a lot more than that.
God, you gotta apply to more. Like, you need to retroactively.
Yeah,
apply.
So I applied to 4.
Wow.
I mean,
was,
I know, I knew
some
what
people
schools
don't
I wanted
apply
to get
any.
Into. Yeah, it's true.
That's scary.
I don't want to. I only applied to 4, but I mean, I know most people applied
9
to,
and got rejected by 5.
See, a lot of people apply to a lot more.
So email us in, how many colleges did you apply to?
Yeah.
Email us at the postcards.
Which company
do
you get accepted into?
Just post credits.
So it is PG-13, so I think it is intended for, like, you know, you to go if you're like, oh, gearing up for
college. I don't know if that's true. I think it's PG-13 because I think that's the biggest possible audience you could reach with a rom-com that's kind of towing the line.
Yeah, but like,
it's
I
true,
think,
but their
I know
intended
my
audience is
yeah,
college,
but can you honestly
almost
say
college
that, like,
age.
You're, if you do see movies with your parents a lot, like, that's some type of movie that, like, my mom would be like, let's
oh, yeah.
go. So
yeah,
like,
oh,
yeah.
Of course.
My biggest recommendation is going to be, like, I know we're about to go to spring break. I mean,
it's like, don't watch this with your parents, watch it privately with friends.
Well, no, it was.
Do not watch it with your parents.
Wait, why?
Because I don't know about your experience, but my mom was like so stressed all through college.
Yep.
She was like crying every night. I was like, Mom, it's fine. Like, I'm good. You
oh,
need
yeah.
to.
I was
going to
say the exact opposite. I was going to say, this is a nice movie to see with your phone. While you're home for spring break.
Yeah, exactly. My mom would have, after
oh, like,
seeing that
while
movie
you're
with...
home. Yeah, if you're already in college.
Oh, if you're already
oh,
in college.
Yeah.
If you are not in college yet, do not take your
don't
parents seriously.
Yeah,
yeah
do
my
that.
Mom,
yeah.
after seeing this movie, would have been like, well, I guess you have to work on your admissions essay for 7 hours.
Yeah.
Like, no,
so see it with friends, unless you're in college. Then you can see it with parents, so they
and
know
laugh
how you worked.
About the past.
Unless you have younger siblings.
Yeah,
oh.
then don't see it with parents.
Yeah.
Just don't let your parents see this movie.
Maybe
just
don't see the movie? Is that no, I'm just kidding.
No, it's fun.
Yeah. No, it's fun.
I'm like tense though.
It's
right
so harmless.
Yeah. Part of the problem for me is like we're talking about like you mentioned like the opening score, and I don't remember any of it, and I feel like
oh,
that's
yeah.
like a testament to like how just like in one ear, out the other, this movie is.
Hi, my name's Tina Fey, and I'm an admissions officer at Princeton University.
We're
do you want to know the secret of Princeton University? I can't tell you that.
Oh.
But...
Are we going to start doing reenactments? <Yeah. laughs>
No, on the poster.
Watch
the
movie.
And
I'm Paul Rudd.
Be Paul Rudd real quick.
Well
hey.
Done.
Hi,
that was, that's, no, I better not expect
that. Wasn't
the Yeah.
What you didn't see is he climbed into a shower and took his shirt off.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Yeah, no, I could do it again.
I enjoyed the characters in the film besides Tina Fey and Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
I like Tina
yeah,
Fey's.
Yeah, the character work was the best part, I thought.
Yeah, Tina Fey's mother is...
Yeah.
Lily
Tomlin
was
on another level of how great
is that
she
the mother?
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
What
she's
other things
good.
Does she appear in?
Oh, she's been in a bunch of movies.
Hey, there you go.
I mean, she was in... There's this movie with Steve Martin that she's, like, really well-known for, and the title
sure.
is escaping me.
Father of the Bride.
No, not...
so
she provided dozen one, she provided dozen two.
She was in...
It's like, if only there was some kind of way to look up this information as we're speaking.
Like a database on the internet?
No, that wouldn't exist.
Internet movies?
Of movies?
Yeah.
No, I
like, probably, like, internet movies website. Like, imdw.com.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, check with
IMDb.
Okay, but, also,
she was
very good. I don't know this actress's name, so it'll be another one we should look up. Maybe one of us knows it. From Lost, Penny. She was
that
good.
Was Penny. Okay, she looked very familiar. She has a very,
oh,
like, who knows?
Okay.
Was she Grinch?
She was,
Michael
Tina
Madsen.
Fey's,
well,
yes.
Michael Madsen's person with,
girl.
Girl.
That's not Tina Fey.
Virginia Woolf bitch.
Yes.
I liked Paul Rudd's adopted son.
Yeah, he was very good. Nelson.
Yeah.
I mean, the existence of the character was a bit like, okay, movie.
Yeah, but he
that,
was...
He was my least favorite
he,
character.
Like
oh, no.
No, I thought he was my favorite. Whenever he's on screen, I was, like, actively paying attention.
Wait, really?
Yeah, no, I thought he was, like, really nice and sweet.
No, he was, like, sweet, but he was just such a, like, studio-created character.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Like, someone turned in the
unlike
script
the
and they
mother.
Said, oh, but you need... Another
well, no, they were like, they're sitting in this group like, oh, we have the woman who's a workaholic and the man who's a free spirit. What an unexpected combo. She needs a kooky mother and he needs, like adopted child and then we're going to get to business.
I know.
I was like,
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
really surprised by it.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing really came as a surprise, except to the two people behind us, JT.
Yeah.
We're shocked
oh,
by
boy.
Every turn of event.
I mean, there were twists.
There were
yeah,
there
was
some
were.
Good twists. There were some twists.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that they fit the structure of the movie well, which we'll get into later.
Or the message of the movie.
Yeah, the
yeah.
message
was. Message
the message, that's what I think. Ty, you called this movie harmless. I think this movie is kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
It's like, I disliked that a lot.
I mean,
it made me
I don't think anyone's
going
to say after watching this movie, hey, it's okay for me to do what Tina Fey did, but...
I also
what
think
if they do?
I have three kids watching it.
I mean, it's a... I mean, okay, yes, because all the kids watching this movie are going to be put in that exact...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but
it's
a moral dilemma, and...
I just... Yeah.
And there are consequences for it, though, so it's not like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like those consequences are really cared about.
Yeah, like, it didn't seem like that big a deal. I don't know, they made...
In fact,
that
it's
was
almost
really
good
tough...
for her.
But it's just like her decision was like a big deal, and then like she's reprimanded, but we never like fully accept like the guilt and the oh my god, that's not okay.
Yeah, and also just I don't know. I feel like there was a twist in the story that happened after that moral dilemma that would have made that work much better had it been before.
Do we
want to
spoil it now? I think
no,
we're at the really
no,
like,
let's not spoil
it. There's no need. I mean,
yeah.
For me, I think one thing that was kind of I feel like the movie could have worked better. Tell me if I'm wrong. Just cut me off.
I'm so ready to do that. Go right ahead.
So like the son or like the kid trying to get into Princeton. I think it would have been more interesting if he actually was actively trying to do things to get into college. So maybe it should have taken place like a year before he was applying. Because it seemed like he didn't really do anything. He's just like,
he did.
Oh, I hope
he
gets me into
college. He was a device. He was very much a device.
Like, I feel like it was like she was doing too much to get him in.
I think that
just, like,
actor was good.
Yeah.
But he was
and
good.
I think that
he just didn't do anything. Like,
yeah.
He was like,
it was like it was application time was kind of the thing. So
right.
It's like he was too late.
Yeah, but
it,
yeah.
But no, that you suggested it should be before.
It would
so.
Like
right.
Yeah, you should rewrite it probably.
Yeah. I'll rewrite it.
Do you want to start right now?
I'll email Tina Fey.
Yeah.
I thought it was they were gonna like take a twist a different way that like he was working so hard to get into Princeton and that he had also applied to other places and decided to go to one of them. Like
yeah,
that
he
was
put
the
all his eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got into.
I actually thought there was like a line towards the end that indicated to me that was the case, or they were going to reveal that was the case, and then they kind of didn't, and I was just like,
"What do you mean?"
The phone call?
No,
okay.
There's just like so, there's some dialogue at the end that I'm like, "Oh, are they talking about this?" But they weren't.
Oh.
Are they are they talking about that exact thing? Like other colleges?
I mean, to be fair, like that would have made it more Hollywood. So I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah,
I wanted her to be punished for her sin.
Yeah.
Oh, also in this movie, as the dean of admissions is, I don't know his name, but
Princess
the guy that does all of the voices.
I mean, and is the he says inconceivable in Princess Bride, so it's great.
There was a moment when I thought he was about to say it in this, and I was so ready for it, and then he like, went
glad
to a different direction, and then I was like, oh.
Yeah, he aged since the
Some people
the 80s.
Do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 30 years. When was Princess Bride?
80s, I believe.
There's a way we could look it up, that'd be great, but...
No.
No.
What about that internet movie?
I don't like keep hearing about it, Dylan.
Oh, do you want me to, like...
I don't know.
Do you have your phone out?
I do, I mean, I have the... The movie was All of Me, and she was also in, like, 9 to 5 Nashville. Yeah,
Oh, you're on that now.
I'm going back to it.
Yeah.
We're just giving you a hard time.
Yeah. We've been
but
talking.
It would be great if we knew
but,
some stuff.
Okay. What do we have anything else to say?
I noticed like the crowd in our theater left really, really soon after the credits.
But they also I think they enjoyed it a lot.
It was a good crowd. There was a lot
of
laughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
People were enjoying the movie more. Like they enjoyed it, but they laughed more than I did.
Yeah, they definitely laughed a lot.
Yeah, there was a very encouraging, supportive crowd. I mean, like we've been in.
They left at a cow birth. That just made me want to vomit.
It was gross.
Yeah, that was not a good set piece, and I didn't really understand what it was there for.
Because it's birth, and she was taught, she had to confront that, because it's
something
I understood
that, but
the
I just didn't want her
to.
I'm not saying I wanted her to. There's a lot of obvious things.
No, I mean, the thing is, the movie...
Her mother grinding sausage, like, I wonder what that could possibly be a metaphor.
The movie is just so obvious, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every scene, like you said, you just know, okay, this scene is here for this purpose.
But I was like,
the scene following
it
will be this.
I was like, just because I could see the strings doesn't mean I didn't enjoy the puppet show.
I don't mind,
true. And you could see all the strings. Like, some of the relationships were surprising, others were not.
Yes.
There was, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, there was some good structural stuff, but there was also some not so good structural stuff.
And I do think it definitely lost its momentum and fun. Like,
and it kind of lost its direction too.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was going in a very specific place, and then it was like, but we need to make this unexpected. We're going to throw in this twist, and it kind of took
it took it off its hinges a little.
Yeah,
and the climax kind of focused on something. I didn't feel like that should be the. I mean, I guess it should be the climax, but I feel like it kind of lost sight of the characters and became. I guess that's
about
what
a binary,
is.
Like, what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
I also will say, this is just a weird point, but, like, whenever you see a movie trailer and there are jokes in the trailer, and then you see the movie in the theater and there are people who laugh in the theater at those jokes, it's always kind of weird. But in this movie, when I was watching this, I actually did laugh at a couple of the jokes that were just the ones from the trailer.
I feel like in context they were funny.
Because, yeah, it was just the context of them, and so I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I didn't laugh at all at the trailer. And I laughed a lot at the... Well, I didn't laugh a lot. I laughed at the jokes in the movie that were from the trailer. And I was like, oh, wow, that makes sense why they put that in the trailer. Because it's so much funnier in context.
Yeah, that's being said about the trailer. I know, Ty, you and JT saw...
I guess a teaser trailer.
It was like 30 seconds.
It was before Oz, and it was weird. Because it was like
a broad
copy. They were trying to advertise it to, like, the parents of the people taking their kids to see Oz, I guess.
Yeah.
But the normal trailer with the...
It's very accurate.
Mm-hmm. The one with Little Talks.
Whereas
the teaser trailer is completely
nonsense. But if you see the theatrical trailer...
That's what you're in for.
Yeah, it's like, and you think, well, that looks like a nice way to spend an afternoon.
Then you would definitely like this movie.
Some very, like, accurate characters saying things they don't say till the very end of the movie. You're like, oh yeah, I forgot I knew that was going to happen, and it spoiled the movie.
Speaking of the trailers, the marketing for the movie is kind of weird, because I hadn't heard of this movie. Am I the only
really?
One that?
I was very aware of it.
Oh, okay.
I was aware of it, but in the way, like, it was such a bland marketing campaign.
Yeah, for like a Tina Fey, Paul Rudd kind of new comedy, I feel
To be fair, we live on a college campus and don't go to movies with previews a lot. We get a lot of free screenings. So I haven't seen
and I do also have a show
movies.
Where I watch movie trailers and discuss them.
You were excusing.
And I did talk about this movie on that show.
Yeah, I don't know about this movie, but like I have like no access to any of that. Like
I always
songs, trailers.
Right.
What are those until you go home for a weekend?
As long as I'm reading Deadline, I'll always get the trailers. So
interesting. Good plug.
I
Deadline's a good website.
There was one cool directing choice that I liked, which is when Tina Fey.
Just one.
Only one.
No, I mean the direction was like studio. But there was one like interesting thing that they did where whenever Tina Fey would like talk about a person or the admissions staff would review a student's file, they would have the kid there and they'd be kind of pleading their case.
Like an apparition.
And then
that was really nice.
And then when they were denying
like...
students and then the final climax of the movie, they fall down like a trapdoor. And I liked
I was very glad to discover that was like a device taking us inside the character's head, because in the trailer, the full length one, it's like just shows the kids like on her desk and like talking to her and like doing gymnastics in the room. And I'm like, that's so ridiculous.
That's
that would never happen.
That's not how you apply it to college.
That doesn't make any sense. So then it's like, oh, it's actually just a metaphorical thing that we're watching. So that was nice to discover that it was not quite that over the top.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I just realized that.
Yeah.
That's sad, yeah. I thought you were actually in her office doing gymnastics.
Wait.
What?
Did you?
I did.
What about the trapdoor?
The trapdoor I knew.
What about when she's talking about the main boy and he's just staring at her nodding?
That.
Okay. So you thought some of
the gymnastics was real.
The gymnastics.
Just the gymnastics.
And the guy sitting on her desk that she pushes
that makes,
off her desk.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You have a beautiful mind, GT.
Yes. Like Russell Crowe.
Yes. Exactly like in the sense that you're a mathematician. That's
and
all I
you.
Say.
I was going to say you imagined a bunch of things that weren't true.
Mm-hmm. This
spoiler alerts for Beautiful Mind.
Not seen it.
Oh.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it's
it.
It's really good.
I'll get
I
it.
I have a copy if you want to borrow it.
Tonight, right now. does anyone have
guys,
any?
Dylan has a copy if you want to borrow.
If you want to borrow Beautiful Mind, Dylan's copy, just email postcredits@gmail.com.
And the script is really good. It's a tearjerker.
It
if
is.
You want to read it.
We'll send you the PDF.
anyone have any other points?
Final recommendation.
Russell Crowe sings stars. It's amazing. He's much better in this movie.
Okay, yeah, so final admission recommendations or not recommendations.
Deny!
That was beautiful. That was, they said at the exact same time in High Five.
I'll put down a wait list for,
I don't get that.
Just like wait for like, it's come on HBO for free or show up on Redbox or I don't know.
And Emily and I will accept.
We accept.
Okay. Well, we're quite split and have done nothing to help.
If you have time and it's an afternoon and like
and you're with a family
and you have $12 that you're willing to waste.
Afternoon is usually $6.
And you have $6 that you're willing to waste.
For instance, Regal Cinemas on Tuesdays have $6 tickets all day.
So you tell me that I come anytime on Tuesday and $6 tickets?
You bet, unless it's a special engagement film or 3D.
Orville Redenbacher here.
Okay, so that is admission. I think we've basically had our piece there. Yeah, okay, so we are on spring break next week, but we should have a retrospective of Buffy, or at least part of one, coming out. We recorded it already. It's very long.
Too long.
How long is it?
Two hours.
What? Who can listen to that? I will.
We'll burst the Bible. If you like Buffy, you should listen to it. Otherwise, definitely don't bother.
We had a lot to say and a lot of silences.
Yes.
A lot of very tough.
And there's, and Ty had a special surprise for everyone, so check that out. Ooh. Maybe, but so
and
that
Cameron's there.
Yes, Cameron is there too. All the Cameron you could ever need. Well, or some of it. I mean,
he's 2 hours worth of Cameron.
Yeah,
he was the only. It was just him. Okay, so, you can email us at postcredits@gmail.com. Please do that. You can like us on Facebook. That would be just as cool. And also subscribe to us on iTunes, so you can just have this on devices all the time.
Yep.
This is the Post Credits Podcast. I'm Michael Chasen.
I'm Ty Sheedlow, and just, I want to let you guys know, okay, on our Oz podcast, I just pulled a number out of my butt and said that Wizard of Oz was released in 1942. That's wrong. It was released in 1939.
Oh,
I just want to
so
let
wrong.
You know.
And we did
those
say
people,
it, like, we did say it, like, four times.
Yeah, we said it a bunch.
Yeah.
So, I was wrong.
I was wrong, for the record.
Send me all that hate mail. I will take it. I will absorb it. I will become a better person.
The witch
will I love you. Goodbye.
And that's Ty.
And I'm Dylan Misfits.
This is deep.
Was that?
I'm JT Hagerman.
Emily Cooperman.
And we will talk to you next time, or some of us will. We love you.
Bye.
No.